Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. In this edition, we'll hear Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly talk about a new academy for the police department.
All of our training operations will be done here at this site. Everything.
And in their own words, the officers who saved two babies from a burning building in the Bronx.
There were people on the fire escape on the Mace Avenue side, and you saw smoke and flames roaring out of the building.
Plus the newest member of the NYPD Chaplains Unit, Imam Khalid Latif.
There has to be the development of a comfort level where those who have questions about Islam, whether they're Muslim or not, feel comfortable enough to actually ask those questions.
In April, the NYPD unveiled its plans for a new police academy. Located in College Point, Queens, the new academy will span 30 acres of learning for thousands of recruits, active duty police officers, and civilian employees. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly describes the need for an advanced law enforcement training facility.
The police department is not the agency it was a mere 5 years ago, and certainly not what it was 43 years ago when the current academy was constructed. The original police academy was designed to train hundreds of recruits. We've expanded both the size of the force and its mission to include new counterterrorism and intelligence programs, expanded community outreach, and greater focus on quality of life.
The new academy will also improve the quality of life and provide a campus community for NYPD recruits who presently must travel between Brooklyn, Manhattan, and the Bronx to attend their educational courses and specialized exercises.
All of our training operations will be done here at this site. Everything, driver training, firearms, tactics, physical education, classroom training, and parking, too.
In addition to consolidation, the new academy will feature other innovations to enhance students' learning experience.
The new classrooms will accommodate state-of-the-art wireless technology and the capacity to deliver instruction to 5,000 students simultaneously. Advanced simulation technology and the 1,500-square-foot tactical village facility will include a simulated subway station that will be used in various programs, including defense against chemical, biological, and radiological attacks.
Ground will be broken on the state-of-the-art academy in 2009. And now, one of the stories that really caught the news media attention here in New York. Police officers Maximo Rosado and Paul McLaughlin were heading out to their patrol posts in the Bronx when something out of the ordinary unfolded.
As we're driving down the street, my partner Mace turns to me and says, "I wonder what that lady wanted that we had passed that was flaring her arms." And realizes he's continuing to drive us. Now we know what the lady wanted. At this point, we see smoke coming out of a building. There were people on the fire escape on the Mace Avenue side.
There was a family stuck on the second floor of the fire escape, and the flames were roaring out of the first floor apartments onto the fire escape, so there was no way for them to get down. The only way for her to get down with the two children, there was a ladder which was on the fire escape, on the side of the fire escape, but there was no way she could do it with the two children.
Within minutes, Officer Rosado, Mace, and Officer McLaughlin, Paulie, were beneath the family and the flames.
I could feel the heat coming out of the apartment, so I knew she was, I was afraid for her.
I told her to throw the kid down to me. I kept telling her, I convinced her, throw the kid. What happened was she was dangling kids over the railing, over the fire escape. When I said throw it, I just meant, drop it. But those are the words that came out of my mouth at the time.
He did a great job of convincing her. I saw him, trying to convince her to release the baby. He's like, "I'll catch your kid." And he did a good job of doing that.
Child landed in my arms, and then I looked around at her and she started crying. She was a little girl. I later found she was 2 years old.
She had another child, the 1 year old. When he landed in my arms, I was so happy. I was relieved that he was in my arms. Like, oh, thank God we caught him.
Both officers Rosado and McLaughlin have almost 20 years of service with the NYPD. This was the first time they'd assisted in a fire rescue, and it had auspicious beginnings.
And we just happened to be on Mace Avenue, and my partner's nickname is Mace. And it just happened to be his birthday.
lot of the other cops, you know, that do things that don't make the papers, that, you know, stuff you see guys do, and, you know, cops do a lot of good things. It's a shame that it only comes to the forefront a lot of times when it's negative, but I guess that's the nature of the job.
There's so many things done that people never hear about. I really don't want any part of the hoopla. We just want to, you know, leave quietly.
Officers McLaughlin and Rosado are part of the NYPD's Bronx Task Force and are currently assigned to Yankee Stadium. We congratulate them on their life-saving catches.
Yeah, just another day on the job, and I'm just glad that it worked out for everyone involved, and everybody went home.
Before we go, meet Imam Khalid Latif, the NYPD's new Muslim chaplain. He is one of 8 chaplains, Muslim, Jewish, Protestant, and Catholic, serving the department. And now some thoughts from Chaplain Latif.
What we do is, you know, provide spiritual guidance, counseling, advising. You know, we act as a liaison for the officers to the institution at large. If there are ceremonies, we would do the invocations in the beginning. People invite us to lead prayer services. We would go to the hospital to just provide pastoral care. The position of an imam in the Islamic faith is not necessarily analogous to what you would have in other religions. Islam, you know, for the most part, doesn't really promote a clerical class or a clergy class. And Muslims believe that every individual has a direct connection to God, and anyone can, you know, at any given time pray to God. They believe that the God that, you know, the Muslims worship is the same God that the Jews worship and the Christians worship. You have Muslims who are immigrants, Muslims who do come from cultures that are not like the culture of what we have here. But at the same time, you do have Muslims that, you know, they like to go to the movies, they like to go to restaurants, they eat hamburgers and pasta and whatnot. And, you know, that's something that I think most people don't realize. My office is open to anyone at any given point in time, regardless of belief, faith, culture. People feel that I can be a resource for them. I am accessible, and I would do my best to make the time to sit with them and speak to them.
Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.